It's August. Still kids not back to school, but back to school sale. People are buying back to school things. Everybody's getting their schedules, getting ready. All these different schools locally, Craig, they're having open houses for new schools.
I know.
So we got to think about that and getting our kids on the right track. And how would you like to have a super child?
How so?
You get a cape and a big S and you paint it on there. Well, maybe not.
How about a K? Put a K on there.
A big K. That would be good. Alex Klein joins us to talk about the company called Kano and how this is helping kids. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about this. Super children, super kids. What does that really mean?
So, you know, today, if you look at computing and code, technology, kids are consumed by it. But how many kids in the world actually know how to build and code their own computer? Kano is a computer kit that you build yourself, like Lego. It's $150. You can get it at kano.me, K-A-N-O.me, and it teaches you how to code, creating a, hopefully, a super child.
And what are the pieces, parts of it?
Say it again?
What kind of pieces, parts are there? Are things fit together? Is it all something you load onto
It's a computer that comes in pieces. There's a motherboard, there's a brain, there's a speaker, there are cables and bits. It seems complicated, but we make it simple with a step-by-step storybook. It comes out of the packaging, all the pieces are color-coded, and your kid, no matter how old they are, in a couple of hours they'll have built their own computer, they'll have powered it up with a speaker, and they'll be starting to make games like Minecraft, Pong, and Snake. All the while, they're having a ton of fun, but in the background, quietly, stealthily, they're learning about code and computing and how the modern world works.
Bruce, I think we need one of these.
Sure.
I mean, think about that. Sure, we fire it up every day and we do things on it, but what a great idea to find out how it really works.
Yeah.
And what are the pieces, parts? How much goes into this? I mean, I've seen people where I got an IT guy over here, and I go back to his desk, and he has his computer open up, and there's a motherboard, and there's other pieces, parts. Is it like that, only sort of bigger, smaller? I mean, kids with little hands, how do they hold on to those type of things?
It's really Lego style. So the idea for the kit, the Kano computer kit, it came from my little cousin, Mika. He wanted to build his own computer. He was 6 at the time. But everything available to him was way too complex. It was like that tricky motherboard you saw inside the IT guy's computer. We thought we would make the components small, we'd make them easy to plug together, and then we'd put inside the kit a couple of simple storybooks, step by step, with beautiful characters and drawings that would make it really fun and easy for any kid, any age, to build their own computer and learn how to code. You know, we live in an amazing time in history. All of us have these devices in our pockets that are exponentially more powerful than the mainframe that took Apollo to the moon. We want to give kids the ability to control that power with a simple, fun, affordable computer kit, the Kano.
And is there a screen then that comes with this?
So with the Kano, you can hook it up to any screen that you have at home as long as it has HDMI. It's really simple. Your screen is probably already compatible. But the kit as it comes is nice and affordable. So, you know, if you go to kano.me, K-A-N-O.me, you can take on some of the coding challenges, get a kit, and you can make artwork with code. You can make games like Pong and Snake with code. You can hack Minecraft. And you can do this either with a browser you have at home or by getting the Kano computer kit online.
So you're actually making code once you construct the computer so it works electronically. You are then adding some of the code to it then.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, computer programming, code, to a lot of people it seems really complex, something only a genius could do. It's not. That's not true. It's really simple to figure out. And on Kano, what we do is we break computer code up into Lego-like pieces. You plug together pieces of code, and you make a cheat code in Pong, or you make a little song, you know, your favorite top 40 hit, or you make an artwork, a beautiful mountain rising out of the snow. You know, code is not just a way of getting a job or making a robot or becoming a billionaire. It's a way of being creative. And we want to give this generation, the new generation, a simple and fun Lego-style computer kit to get them started.
Now, anybody who puts some things together, once they finish with it, how are you going to keep them not getting bored with it? What are the things that kind of allow them to kind of really use it to its full advantage?
It's a great question. So, you know, kids, they have short attention spans, and so if you want to hold their attention, you better make sure that the experience is really, really fun. So, you know, Kano, it feels like a toy. It's filled with games, some of their favorite games, Minecraft, Pong, Snake. But instead of playing these games, they have the power to change them and hack them through code. Kids on Kano have already made and shared over 7 million lines of code. Coding becomes a game to them. It becomes a way to compete, a way to unlock new powers in a game. And as you make and play on the Kano computer, you unlock badges and achievements. You power up your character. It's almost like, you know, an Xbox meets a Lego set meets computer science 101. And it's, again, just $150. And you can get a lot of the projects for free by going to Kano, Kano.me.
And what age are kids getting involved with something like this?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the youngest person to build and code their own computer with Kano so far has been 5. The oldest person has been 81, a grandma. So, you know, we find that kids of all ages, anyone who's kind of a kid at heart, who has the spirit of a creative 9-year-old inside them, they like doing this. We've made it simple but not kiddie. You know, it feels really... really fun and immediate. The average age of a Kano kid is about 9.5. And if you have a child who's going back to school, who likes the idea of building their own computer, learning how to code, getting ready for the future, it's a great gift.
What powers this computer?
So it runs on simple USB. So you can power it from the wall. You can plug it into any computer you have at home. It comes with about 15 to 16 plug-and-play pieces. A simple step-by-step book shows you how to put them together. You're not just building the computer's brain. You're adding Wi-Fi, so it's wireless. You add a speaker so the computer can talk to you. It's fully high definition, so you can play 3D games. You can even stream Netflix or music from Spotify. So it's a great addition to your household, and it's a way to give your kids a sort of experimental and creative experience with technology rather than just, flinging around Angry Birds all day.
I suppose. So if you have 2 kids and you end up with a Bill Gates and a Steve Jobs, who ends up building the better computer?
It's a great question. I mean, we want to create a new generation of super children, as you guys said. Some of them will turn out to be, entrepreneurs like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. But we hope that others will become artists. They'll use code to make art, or they'll become musicians or inventors or any discipline that requires technology today, which is almost any discipline, can be empowered by a really fun experience of computing at an early age. Okay. And Kano is the right way to do it, we think.
Well, Alex Klein, we appreciate your sharing this unique company, unique product with us this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.